you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. He who has the Son, capital S, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. Listening friends, buckle up, because this Friday, the Revelation of Hope Bible Prophecy Seminar is coming to Champaign. You're all invited. You got to come out for session one this Friday, 7 p.m. at our good friend Tad Jagus's church. Actually, Eugene is the pastor there. It's at 308 South Mattis Avenue in Champaign. Begins at 7 o'clock. Free admission and free parking, free Bible study materials and a Bible, free children's programs for those ages 4 through 12. And the conference titled Revelation of Hope Bible Prophecy Seminar. And with me on the phone all the way from Alabama is Carlos Clinton. And so, Carlos, welcome to today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. We're excited to have you in town this Friday, just a couple days.
Thank you. I'm excited to be coming to your town, and I appreciate this opportunity on the program.
Well, I know this Friday you're going to address the mark of the beast and the new world order. In fact, last night I was talking to my brother Stu out in Arizona, and I said, Stu, when you tune in on Wednesday, when you tune in tomorrow, don't be afraid of 666 and the mark of the beast or the new world order, because we're going to learn all about it. And you, Carlos, have done this for a number of years. And let me read a little bit from the flyer that's gone out. I think thousands of people have been sent this, and I hope there's a really good turnout this Friday night for the first of 9 sessions. But world events are unprecedented. Society appears to be on the brink of disaster. What does it all mean? Does Bible prophecy give us any ideas about what is next and how the world will end? Our speaker, Carlos Clinton, has been presenting Bible prophecy for over 30 years. Whatever your background, this seminar will enlighten you and give you hope for the future. You will learn more about Bible prophecy during this seminar than most learn in a lifetime. Woohoo! I'm excited. I'm all signed up. And our listeners, you can sign up. We'll say more about that throughout the program. But by way of introduction, Carlos, so Carlos Clinton joins me, and he's coming to town this Friday. But what else would you want our listeners to know about some of your background experience or your life story?
Well, I grew up going to church Sunday and Sunday nights, and most Wednesday nights mm-hmm. for many, many years as a young man. But I wasn't until I was 27 years old when I really gave my life to the Lord and had a true conversion experience. And since that time, I've been trying to share Jesus with as many people as possible. And I came in to know Jesus through a seminar similar to the one that I'm presenting. And I really have just been touched and been on fire with this for all these years, and I just love sharing Bible prophecy, and but especially as it points to Jesus.
Well, I see that you've pastored in 5 different states. So when did you feel that calling to serve in that type of role?
Well, I was 27 years old when I was baptized as an adult, and I was working in the steel industry. I continued to do that for about 3.5 more years, but I felt a strong call into the ministry. So at 30 years old, I packed up and went off to school and took my Hebrew and Greek and exegesis and all those classes, mm-hmm. and I started pastoring in 1999 and pastored full-time until 2022. And since that time, I've been just on the road, mostly doing these seminars like this.
And I'll give people a sneak preview of some of the other sessions. As mentioned, this Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 308 South Mattis Avenue in Champaign. But session one, The Mark of the Beast and the New World Order. Session two, The Rapture and the End of the World. Session three, Unmasking the Antichrist. Session four, The Great Red Dragon and 666. Session 5, The Bible's Longest Time Prophecy. Session 6, The Antichrist Agenda. Session 7, The Antichrist Conspiracy. Session 8, The Missing Text. And Session 9, Revelation, Mystery of Death. I mentioned that, listening friend, because many of these are at 7 p.m. They're in the evening, but also two of these are Saturday morning at 11 a.m., and they're all different teachings. So if you don't make all, it's not like you're totally missing out, though we'd love to have you join all nine sessions. But if you make this Friday and then you make next Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or the following Saturday in the morning and then Saturday night, that's great too. But you can find out more at attendseminar.live/champagne. attendseminar.live/champagne, and you can have all the information and the specifics, but it's free. The study materials will be given out, children's programs will be provided, free parking, and I think this is one seminar you don't want to miss. So before we talk about some of the specifics of the seminar, like what's it about and the purpose and what will people learn, we began by opening up to 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, and I'm going to read it again and get your thoughts on it, because you could have picked a lot of different verses, but you said, Mark, this is a good one. He who has the Son has life. But he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Why is this important?
Mark, the key to all of this is having Jesus. In this seminar, people will learn things. It's going to blow their minds if they come night after night. Some of the things they're going to see right from their Bible, that they wonder, how did I never see this before? Mm. But if they leave without having Jesus, the whole thing will be worthless. Mm. And so whoever has Jesus has life. And this text just means so much to me, because knowing about the Antichrist, knowing about the mark of the beast, knowing about the rapture, all those things that we'll be looking at, again, knowing Jesus is the number one priority, and that's what gets us eternal life.
Mm. I know one of the things that motivates you about how God's used you these last few years hosting these various seminars around the country is you like to see the light bulb come on in people's minds where they connect with the scripture, or that's that aha moment where they get it and it makes sense to them. So through some of this teaching and preaching, you're also going to encourage people to maybe bring an unchurched friend, because you want them to know the love of Jesus, right?
Yes. Please encourage, and everyone, please bring someone, come yourselves, bring a friend, bring an enemy, just bring some people, and they're going to be blessed. I can guarantee you they will enjoy it. And it's not about me. It's about Jesus, about the Word. And you'll learn more about Jesus and about the scriptures than you probably have before.
Hmm. One of the things I had asked you beforehand, kind of show prep, what would you want to say to a non-believer or a seeker that's listening to today's program? And you said that God is real, that he loves you, and that he is seeking a relationship with you. So talk a little about that incredible fact that we can have a relationship with a God who loves us, and he's demonstrated that through sending the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
Well, it started for me, as I mentioned before, I grew up, I went to church often, frequently. I was baptized, actually, when I was 7 years old, and that's a story I'll tell during the seminar, and baptized again as a teenager. But I never had a relationship with Jesus. You know, I just went to church and thought, you know, you get baptized, that was the process. But years later, actually as an older teen, I met a man that lived near to me, and there was just something very different about him. And he wasn't odd. There was a light in him that shone, and he was a Christian. And I saw there was something different about him. And, you know, as I attended this seminar years later, you know, I come to meet Jesus in that fashion. And and it's changed my life. And it's amazing to me that the God of heaven, who created everything that we see, wants to have a relationship with me, and he wants to have a relationship with all of our hearers. And it is real. The Bible is real. God is real. I mean, it's just amazing to know him and for him to know me.
In case you just tuned in, on the phone with me, our special guest, Carlos Clinton in Alabama. In fact, yesterday when we touched base about today's broadcast, I think he was out gardening or doing some landscaping and working in the yard. And then I also know you like bicycling. You're a cyclist. So how did that interest or that hobby grow?
Of course, grew up riding a bike. I grew up and raised in the country, and we rode bikes and rode bikes a lot. But, you know, as adults, you start riding. But I just wasn't really until I was 40 years old. I was giving Bible studies to a guy, and he was a cyclist, and he invited me to bike. And so I started biking a little bit with him, and he was baptized, and I became a cyclist. And I've been riding bikes ever since then. You know, in fact, for several years there, my goal was 100 miles a week, and I don't get that anymore. I think last week I got like 50 miles, but I just try and do it. Do it for exercise. It's great for the brain. It's great for the body, the mind, the soul, and it's just a blessing to me.
Yeah, my co-host on Friday, Pastor Jason Schiffo, he's a cyclist, and I see a lot of his posts on the open country road or taking pictures of, you know, a corn crib or a barn or something along a country road. But he's been an avid cyclist for many years. But I just thought that was wonderful. Listening friend, as I mentioned, Carlos Clinton is our special guest. He's coming to town this Friday. He's putting on 9 different sessions.
It's actually 15 sessions. We only have room for 9 on there, but we do mention it's a continuing series of presentations. And so there are going to be more things that you don't see. We're going to look at things about the 1,000 years of Revelation. We're going to look at what the Bible teaches about hell and hellfire and just a lot of topics that people wonder about. And I'm going to have a question and answer session each night too. So it'll always have some very interesting questions that are turned in nightly that we'll be covering those as well.
Okay. Well, listening friends, to register, and they want to have a good idea of how many people are going to show up so they can have resources. As mentioned, they'll give out a lot of handouts, study materials, Bibles. The admission is free and free parking, and there will be free children's programs ages 4 to 12. So if you have some young ones, they'll be accommodated. It begins this Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Champaign, 308 South Mattis Avenue. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast or you're driving to work and you couldn't write this down, just call the station and Karen or Joyce or Ani or our team can get you the information. Just call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. But it all gets launched this Friday, Revelation of Hope Bible Prophecy Seminar. And so we're excited to have you. In fact, Tad has been bragging you up, and Eugene and some of the church members that I've met, they said, oh, we're so excited about this. We can't wait to host it again. I guess you've been here before too, right?
I have. It's interesting. I don't probably have time to get much into it, but during COVID, you know, a lot of churches were shut down, and I was pastoring in one city, you know, 5.5 hours away from Champaign, and the Champaign church started using our service and our sermons a lot of time for their service. And so they invited me to come speak sometime. And so back in 2022, I came and did a seminar very, very similar to this, and they've asked me to come back again, and I'm excited to do it.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I'm excited to learn a little more about Rays of Truth. That's a ministry that you've started, right?
Yes, it is. I'll be honest with you. I've got a website, raysoftruth.com. There's not a whole lot on there at this point. I've got several techie friends who keep telling me, hey, let's get your website going better, and I just haven't done it yet.
We understand. Actually, it's like the plumber that has some leaks in his house. You're busy out serving the Lord and studying the scriptures and doing other things, and I can relate. Sometimes things get left or not fine-tuned, but that's raysoftruth.com. Stop by there and find out more. But better yet, make sure you sign up for this Friday Fridays, the first session, Revelation of Hope Bible Prophecy Seminar at Attend Seminar. So just ATTEND, Attend Seminar, seminar.live/champagne. All the information is there. I've already signed up and they send you a little acknowledgement and I'm looking forward to it. But give people maybe an overview of what the seminar is about or the purpose primarily for having this seminar.
Well, the shape of our world right now has most people concerned, and rightly so, I think. But through Jesus, through the Word, through Bible prophecy, there's so many things that's pointed out in the Scriptures people are really unaware of to some degree, but it gives us hope once we start to see these things. And night after night, we're going to put pieces together, and the picture is going to get clearer and clearer every night. And always, as you mentioned before, I see the light coming on for people. People start to put this big picture together, and so they start to have more and more hope. You have a deeper faith in Jesus, and you will certainly leave with more confidence in God's Word than you've ever had before. And so I just hope that people will come to know Jesus, and if they already know Jesus, that their faith will be strengthened and their confidence in God's Word will also be strengthened.
Yeah, that's kind of like you're saying, the purpose of the seminar is for people to find peace and confidence for the future, because during these uncertain times and these scary times for many people where there's uncertainty or they're aggravated or rumors of wars and wars taking place. But doesn't God have it really all under control?
Amen. He does. He does. And Bible prophecy maps out a lot of this stuff for us. It doesn't tell us exact details about some things, but there are lots of details people aren't aware that the Bible is very clear on. And so they'll be really interested to see this, whether you're a believer or not a believer. Everyone is, I think, benefited when they come to this seminar.
Now, I've been emphasizing getting people out for the first session this Friday night, 7 p.m., but maybe you have plans or you're like, oh, I wish, but I have this commitment, I can't make it. Well, the second session is Saturday morning, this Saturday, August 17th at 11 a.m., and that topic will be the rapture and the end of the world. So if you can't make it Friday night, jump right in on Saturday. That'll be fine. And then session three is Saturday night. So you can have two sessions this Saturday. And then the next session is Sunday, August 18th. And then it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday. So that's kind of the lineup. And you can find out more when you register at attendseminar.live/champagne, attendseminar.live/champagne. And if you can't write that down or it's like, what do you mean /? How does that work? Just call the station. Karen or our team will be happy to get that for you and help you with it. I just want to clarify, Carlos, what is the cost again?
It's absolutely free. Generous group of folks who have decided to fund this seminar, every aspect of it. And so we encourage people to come. There will probably be an offering taken up on occasion, but there's going to be no pressure for money whatsoever. We just want people to come. The seminar has been paid for, and so we just encourage people to come. It'll be absolutely free. Children's program, handout, Bibles, there's giveaways. We're going to have a special gift drawing every night, but there's absolutely no cost to anyone.
I'm looking at this beautiful multicolored 2 or 4 pages, however you'd look at the brochure, but
right. It
says, discover answers to these questions and more. Is the Bible still relevant in a secular postmodern world? How can I find peace today and hope for tomorrow? Does Bible prophecy speak to current world events? What will happen when Jesus returns? Oh, listening friends, there's something for everyone. This is good for all ages. As mentioned, there'll be some free children's programs if your little ones, your younger ones are ages 4 to 12, but there's something for everyone, and it begins this Friday. I hope you'll register and come out and join me and Tad Jagish in a room of friends, but you need to register so they have an idea of who's going to be there and can have all the arrangements ready for you by registering at attendseminar.live/champagne, attendseminar.live/champagne. So, Carlos, if God was going to answer your prayers for this seminar or for how he was going to work, what would be maybe some specifics that you're hoping to see happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, any seminar like this, when you're putting it on, you want a lot of people to come, but it's not just to have a crowd. I hope there's a lot of people that come, and a lot of people, my real desire is they will get to know Jesus better. They'll surrender their lives to him, and that they can have hope for the future.
And how long have you been sharing these types of seminars?
Well, I'd say about 30 years I've been sharing Bible prophecy, but sharing seminars like this, going to different places and sharing them, has probably been about closer to 15 years, maybe 20 years.
Well, Pastor Carlos, I'm going to ask you to close out our time in prayer, praying for the seminar, praying for those that are going to attend, and maybe for the listener today that these concepts are so foreign. What's the word rapture or antichrist or prophecy? That's all so foreign to them. Maybe they haven't even started their faith journey. So pray for what you want God to do through the seminar, and maybe for that person struggling with recognizing God loves them.
Sure. All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you that we've had some time here on the radio, and Mark and I are praying that there'll be people that'll be listening, and that as they hear these words, that there'll be something that will spark an interest by your Holy Spirit to draw them to the seminar, and not just to hear me, Lord. It's not about me, it's about you. And so we're praying as they come that they will experience your presence, they'll see the light that your word sheds on their path, and that that path will lead them to Jesus and a saving relationship with him. So please bless this seminar, bless our friends that are listening, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Carlos, for joining us on today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. I look forward to seeing you in person this Friday. And as mentioned, listening friends, there's a number of different sessions covering 9 different days in the next couple weeks ahead. Find out more at attendseminar.live/champagne, attendseminar.live/champagne. We're praying up that God's going to use this special Bible prophecy seminar in your life. And as Pastor Carlos mentioned, he wants us all to know Jesus better. And you can't go wrong with gathering with like-minded believers, learning about the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's gather together this Friday night for session 1 of the Revelation of Hope Bible Prophecy Seminar.
Hey, and I meant to thank you, and I don't think I did. I don't apologize for that, but I do appreciate very much you taking the time and the hassle that's been to try and get me on here.
Oh, no, it's all good. All right, look forward to seeing you Friday.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Take care.
Really appreciate it, and do look forward to seeing you as well.
Sure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Carlos Clinton with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.